Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Okay, all you city slickers, and farm slickers too, a pop quiz today. This started in 1937 as an effort to boost consumer demand for a farm product at a time of year when production was in surplus. Yeah, you're right, it's June Dairy Month, and over the years it's served its purpose well.
Yes, it has, and we can go back many years and remember Kentucky being a leading dairy state, and it's got a strong heritage in most every county.
Maury Cox, Executive Director of the Kentucky Dairy Development Council, says back in the day this promotion was a very practical tool to move some of that surplus.
One of the big things about the cyclical nature of dairy is many of the cows were producing heavy amounts of milk in the springtime, and so they needed something to promote it, get some of that milk moved in the market, and of course doing that, June worked well as warm months with ice cream and what have you.
These days, the celebration is a recognition of contributions of dairy farmers, and in recent months, they've finally had some good news on prices.
We have had a great year this past year as far as exports. It's been really good. We're exporting as a nation a little over 16% of our milk solids. That is creating a very good situation for dairy prices. It's been pretty good.
We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with Kentucky Dairy Development Council Executive Director Maury Cox with a few Dairy Month activities on tap in the coming weeks.
We've got a lot of dairy shows, district dairy shows that are starting. We're also going to be at the Lexington Legends, and of course Lexington at the ballpark there, and then at the Bowling Green Hot Rods.
The Lexington Legends event is tomorrow night, and in Bowling Green will be June 24th. Several county dairy group celebrations are planned, and you can find a schedule online at kydairy.org. On the state's dairy farm numbers, they're still down, but holding steady.
We're actually around 750 is where we are right now, and that has slowly been decreasing, but it's leveled off some. We're about the same number of cows, about 72, 73,000 cows.
And we salute all the dairymen and women who care for those cows. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.